following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
How do you picture a hero? Maybe it's your brother or sister, a parent, a neighbor, or a friend you grew up with. To us, a hero is all of those who have ever dedicated themselves to selflessly serving this great nation, no matter the era, branch, or duty. To everyone who has served, USAA salutes you.
No DOD or government agency endorsement. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates.
With Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, you don't have to waste your time calling and waiting. Just stop by and pick up a large pepperoni pizza for $5 or the 8 crispy caramelized corners of our large deep, deep dish pizza with more cheese and pepperoni for $8. And why waste your time sitting in traffic? Just lower the windows and turn up the volume. We'll take care of the rest.
Wee-oo, wee-oo! Emergency, everybody out of the way! Ee-oo, wee-oo, wee-oo! We're going to Little Caesars! Wee-oo, wee-oo!
Pizza, pizza.
And participating location.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to another joyous edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on a very busy Wednesday. It is our Husker Lunch live from Cunningham's. We've got the high school football playoffs going on today. We're going to talk with Bob Jensen. We've got Husker football in the middle of excitement from the Hail Mary that was thrown on Saturday and has been played and played and played, and you can listen to it as many times as you want. I'm not going to take your time up on the show today by playing it again and again because Michigan comes in.
It's a little piece of joy. Who wouldn't mind hearing that again? It's a little piece of joy.
Love it. And Sean Callahan is our guest this week here on the Doug and Daddy Show for the Husker Lunch. We'll talk with him at the end of the show, and then he'll be here from 12 to 1 again today at Cunningham's, answering all of your Husker football questions during that hour, giving his perspective on what he has seen the last 2 weeks since he has been here, at a prediction and a look ahead towards Michigan, which we will talk about that, plus Kevin Chaney on our Loper Link for UNK women's basketball as their season will get underway as well coming up this weekend. The men and women both have their home openers this weekend, Randy.
Yeah. I can't believe basketball is on us already, but I guess it does make sense that early part of November it comes around. But I'm looking forward to finding exactly what we have, looking at the team on Sunday. That's where I'm spending my afternoon, in part because the Dolphins don't play till Monday.
Yeah, and what a joyous
– it's been a lot of fun being a Dolphins fan this last week or so. It's just been – it's been kind of interesting, yeah.
Is that a Monday night game anybody's going to watch?
Anybody? Yes, I can guarantee anybody. Yeah, I might even be right here. I might be sitting at the table over there right in front of the big screen. But, yeah, I'll be – yeah, there'll be some viewers. There's more Dolphin fans of us than you. than you know of.
No, no, I know there is. That's one of the amazing things, I think, about the Dolphins. I get the Cowboy fans, the Chief fans, the Bronco fans, the Bear fans. There's even a few more Viking fans out there than a guy would think. But the number of Dolphins fans surprises me a little bit. And it is kind of in – it's not even necessarily in our range. I'll give it a 15-year range, and that's more than the greasy years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, when Marino was playing, I think there's a lot of us that are kind of that age frame when that the 12 years that he played in the NFL, because they were so much fun to watch because the defense was usually pretty bad, and yet they scored a lot of points. They were. I mean, they threw the ball all over the place, but honestly, the defense wasn't very good. Very good. That's why he doesn't have any rings. That's why I want to slap anybody that says, "Oh, Marino wasn't that good of a quarterback. He wasn't a championship quarterback." But you know what? You know what the Dolphins were without Dan Marino? They were the Bengals. Is what they were. You know, back when the Bengals were really, really bad.
Well, and the Bengals—that's a shot on the Bengals. They've been to a couple Super Bowls. They're pretty good lately. But yeah. I will say this.
But, you know, they also had that 10, 12-year stretch during that time where they were B.A.D. bad.
I have said this for a long, long time. I believe Dan Marino is the greatest quarterback in NFL history. Now, that was my stance about 10 years ago. That may be changing in this day and age.
Number 18 is pretty good.
Yeah, Peyton Manning.
Number 18 is pretty good.
He's pretty darn good. So we'll forge into that as the week moves along. Tomorrow and Friday, we've got big shows for you as well. But we invite you to come down and join us at our Husker Lunch. If you are a member of the community, maybe haven't been here before, we invite you that every Wednesday before a Husker game, whether it's home or away, we're here at Cunningham's with the Doug and Daddy Show from 11 to 12, and then we will be here with Sean Callahan or Steve Sipple from 12 to 1. Come on down. You don't have to eat, but why would you? It's lunchtime, and it's got a great menu here. You can get burgers, salads. You can get your own pizza. They've got a great selection of sandwiches, the best array of sides and appetizers in the city. So come on by. Get order off the menu. We're downstairs today at Cunningham's, and then you'll be able to talk football. And the best part about that is you can ask your questions or make your comments to Sean Callahan, and he'll be chatting about that as well. So we invite you to come in a little bit before noon, grab your lunch, and as we always say, Randy, we know maybe you can't be here from 11:55 to 1 o'clock. Stop in for 15 minutes, for 30 minutes, whatever it is. If you got to get out of here at 12:20, do it. If you can't get here till 12:30, don't worry about it.
You don't eat every item on the menu. You don't eat every item at the buffet. So why do you feel like you have to be here for the entire length of when these guys come up here? Get your question asked. Just listen and get what you can. You're absolutely right. It is a pretty flexible kind of come in, kind of come out. People are always kind of moving around. So don't feel like people are going to stare at you funny if you leave halfway through it, because that won't be the case. People do understand. And it is. It's one of the things I just really enjoyed this over the last couple of years, finding out a lot more about Husker football by coming to these Husker lunches.
Also want to let you know that we can register for Nebraska-Iowa tickets. We've always got some cool Husker gear or a prize. And we've had watches and lamps and serving trays and all kinds of different little knickknacks that we give away, all brought to you by Cunningham's, Home Federal Bank, and Gary Michaels Clothiers. Our Midtown Mart cooler question of the day, Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday, what is the best local second-round high school playoff matchup? And 41% went with the Amherst-Loomis real local game. 23% said Adams Central Norfolk Catholic, followed by St. Cecilia Hershey and Blue Hill North Platte St. Pat's. There were even a few other votes in there for some games around the area. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question today is, which of these undefeated teams is most likely to lose this week? Alabama versus LSU, Oregon at Stanford, or Baylor versus Oklahoma? What do you think, Randy?
I think I'm going to go with Oregon at Stanford. That's going to be a great atmosphere. It's going to be a Thursday night game. I think that's the one that could happen. Stanford is a little bit of a wounded animal after their loss in the Pac-12 earlier this year, a game they shouldn't have lost. I think that might be a little bit of a trap.
All right.
And I just don't think LSU's good. I think Alabama's good enough, and LSU this year isn't, that I really do think Alabama's going to win that one.
Well, all right. I don't know. Baylor, I think, is going to win versus Oklahoma. But that, of all the games, is and they were just talking about it with Jonathan Coachman on the Cowherd Show. Sometimes when you get that stage all to yourself, and it will be for a couple hours before Stanford, Oregon, if you get it all to yourself, sometimes you stub your toe because you're trying to make too big of an impression. I think Baylor has to go down at some point. I'm going to go with Oklahoma.
Yeah, and again, that wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, Oklahoma is still Oklahoma, and Baylor is still Baylor to a great extent. But I don't know. I just this year, I think Baylor might have that kind of charmed life.
Midtown Mark Cooler question. Vote on it anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's time now for our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter on the Doug and Daddy Show, joined by Kevin Chaney, the UNK women's basketball coach. They will open their season this weekend as they take on Midland University, and then they head off to the Great Falls Holiday Classic in Montana. Coach, thanks for the time. The season is here. How you feeling?
Well, I'm happy that the season's here. You know, it's been a long time coming, but kids are ready to go. I'm ready to go, and we're excited about this 2013-14 season.
Coach, you had a little sample of what you're going to have when you played at Lincoln, taking on 12th-ranked Huskers. What did you kind of find out about your team in that game, or is it very difficult when you play one of the better teams in Division I to really find out that much about your team?
How we look at it is that's the best team we're going to play all year long. You know, they're ranked number 12th in the nation in Division I, but it just gives us the setting so we know what we need to work on, you know. So playing against All-American, and but it's a good setting for the student-athletes to be able to play in the brand-new Pinnacle Bank Arena. It was a great experience. We know what we need to work on. We can fine-tune some things for this upcoming weekend. But, you know, it's about the experience. We had opportunities, and some we took advantage of and some we didn't. So we you know, got an opportunity to look at the film and see what opportunities we missed, and hopefully this weekend we'll be able to capitalize on those.
Kevin Chaney, head basketball coach for the UNK women. Coach, let's familiarize the fans with your team. There's some names like Arp and Zimmerman that are coming back, but what about some of the new kids? Kind of start there and then refresh us on the returners.
Well, we've got a couple of transfers that are new to the program this year, a couple of bigs, 6'2", Chantel Thomas out of Mackay, Australia, and Amara Williams from St. Louis, transfer from Oregon State, Riley Bowser, the junior transfer from Highland Community College. Those are our new kids who have experience. So we've got seven returners, eight new people, and then we've got some incoming freshmen that you know, I think the public is going to enjoy. Alexa Hochberg out of Chandler, Arizona, Hamilton High School, a quality point guard who does her job, you know, makes everybody better out there. And, you know, some of Kelsey Fitzgerald, 6 foot out of Yankton, South Dakota, you know, did a great job against the Huskers, you know. So nice long length, you know, good shot blocker. And then, of course, our returners, Zimmerman and Lewis and Arp, you know, the backbone, Sarah Hicks, you know, those veterans that have been here for 4 years who are ready to step up and take us to the next level.
Coach, what are some areas of your team that you really think are going to be improved from what you were able to do 1 year ago?
You know, the most important thing is depth. But I can only say that we're going to have more depth if I can keep everybody healthy. If they're healthy, then, you know, we're going to be a much better ball club. But, you know, if they're not, then, you know, I'm in the same boat as anyone else that has injuries. So, you know, the depth is very important in the MIAA conference in any sport, every sport, you know, because that's how that conference is.
Just a minute left here with UNK women's basketball coach Kevin Chaney, because he does have to get off and mold some young minds in class. Coach, picked at the bottom of the MIAA, nobody wants to be picked there. What will it take to not just get off the basement floor, but kind of get in the middle of the pack where you want to be?
Well, you know, I can care less where they rank, as you know that, Doug. They do that every year, you know, whether it's a new kid on the block, whether, you know, it's because of our record last year. You know, the bottom line is we're going to be a better ball club. If we keep everybody healthy, the depth is going to be there, and we'll be able to prove to people that we're a better ball club than they pick us to finish. So, you know, that preseason, you know, it's just one of those things that the coaches do. I don't think it's very accurate, but, you know, it's up to us to go out there and prove to people that, you know, we deserve to be in the conference and that, you know, we can compete in this conference.
And Kevin, Sunday's home game against Midland, then you've got seven on the road, and you only have three home games before January the 9th. And so the schedule from that aspect, not all that favorable. Overall, what's that non-conference schedule look like for you?
Well, the non-conference schedule is going to be tough. You know, we're playing two teams in the RMAC, which are ranked preseason number one and number three. That's going to be a good contest for us. You know, we're going up to Montana to play a couple of teams up there as well, too, who have done well in the past, playing Sioux Falls. So we've got a real solid schedule that, you know, we're looking forward to getting us prepared for the beginning of the MIAA. So it's not a cake schedule by any means, but it is going to be challenging for us. We are traveling on the road a lot, unfortunately. But sometimes it's important to go out there and be tested prior to, you know, that first game in the MIAA.
Hey, Kevin, wish you the best of luck. I know you got to head to class, and we'll see you on Sunday when you take on Wayne.
Midland.
Sounds
Midland.
Good. Hey, the Rec 422 and the PE 822 class have something to say on three. One, two, three. All right, Doug Daddy, I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. Kevin Chaney with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We appreciate him giving us some time here as we're live at Cunningham's, taking a look at what else is going on with the Lopers. That is a split doubleheader.
Right,
Wayne
right.
is the men's game, and they do go first.
And I knew that. I just misspoke. Yeah.
And the women at four, but that's unusual for UNK to not to play split games, but to have them both at home. But that's cool. You get to see Wayne and you know, pump up the atmosphere.
Yeah.
I was talking with their SID up there last week, and he told me that they're going to be going through some growing pains as well, like UNK has. So we'll see what Wayne State brings in for the men at two, the women at four. Again, the men and women both played Nebraska Sunday and Monday, and as expected, Nebraska rolled, but that's what you'd want.
It's the way it's supposed to be. It really is.
Yeah, Nebraska's really good on the women's side.
You know,
and the
your Washburns of the world and things like that, they play the University of Kansas, you know, in very similar circumstances with very similar results. I mean, that's the way it is supposed to be. It is an opportunity for your other little brother, if you will, and within the university system to cash a pretty good check and to help that out. And I hope it's a tradition that lasts for a long, long time. Because, again, I think it's a great opportunity to kind of help build a little bit of momentum for those Division II programs, and so I hope they keep that up.
Kind of finishing with what the winter sports are doing, nine members of the second-ranked UNK wrestling team went to the 36th annual Wyoming Cowboy Open Saturday. Andrew Reedy placed runner-up in the amateur division at 141. Junior Matt Lana and Reedy, both in the top four. He was fourth at 184 in the elite division. UNK will head to Kansas Saturday for the best Bethany College Open. There's also some Hastings College kids that will be going there. Of course, yesterday, the Lopers were in action on two different fronts, Randy. The soccer team, and I feel so bad for Coach Mazur and the crew.
What a great effort.
Let's face it. My knowledge of soccer is there's the goal and there's midfield, and they played on a football field. But it was their first ever. First off, they just continue to make strides. And they have qualified, and they were more than qualified. They were the fifth seed, first ever postseason game with Washburn, a team that they had a scoreless tie with in the regular season. They lose in a shootout, 3-2, the old somebody's got to win type of deal. And the bad thing is that the eight seed beat the one seed yesterday. And so if the Lopers win, now Washburn gets to take on the eight seed. It was an upset day except for the 4-5 matchup for the Lopers. I think all of the other three had upsets, or two of the three did. It really opened up before UNK took the field, and they almost took advantage of it.
And it also goes to what Coach Mazur said to us all year, and that is the balance within that conference of who's good. Because if your eight can if they're good enough to beat your one, that gives you an indication of just the level of parity that your conference has. And it has been it was a great year for UNK, and again, but to be within an eyelash, they had a couple of shots on goal that were close enough that could have happened. It was very conceivable. They had some looks in both in regulation and in overtime, and that just great effort. And like you say, the program just keep making strides further and further ahead, and that was a great effort. Unfortunately, it came up a little bit short.
UNK will end the season at 8-8-3. The volleyball team improved to 25-3, 11-2 in the conference, with a mauling of Emporia State last night, 25-12, 12-19. It was just pretty balanced all the way across. Lopers had five different players between 6 and 10 kills. It's the third time in the last four matches UNK has had at least eight team blocks. They had nine last night, and they will travel to Northwest Missouri State Saturday, and then a huge game next Tuesday night with Washburn, the 11th-ranked team in the country, where the Lopers suffered one of their conference losses. They come to Kearney next Tuesday. Of course, the football team, it's senior day, 12 noon. South Dakota Mines comes in. Should be a very even matchup. Mines is 5-4. The Lopers had their little winning streak mauled up by Central Missouri. Kellen Werner did become the all-time leading tackler in the D2 era at UNK. 12 noon, that is coming up as well. Central Missouri picked to repeat in the indoor track and field championships. The Loper men 5th and the women 6th. Pretty much all that's based off what happened last year. And one other thing, I think I've got all the sports. I get all the sports, football, volleyball, cross country is getting ready for regionals.
Mentioned wrestling.
Coming up, wrestling and basketball. And boy, if I thought I had every sheet here. The last thing is UNK is up for the hosting of national championships in volleyball and in wrestling, which they'll find out more about in December. I think they've got a really good shot at wrestling. They're battling St. Louis, Sioux Falls, and Waterloo. And in volleyball, do you want it in Florida or do you not want it in Florida? They're going against Sioux Falls, Pensacola, Florida, and Tampa, Florida. Do you know any more on that venue?
No, I do know they've been working with the Visitors Bureau for some assistance in trying to make as good of a bid as they possibly can. I just think that the record, because wrestling was here a couple times, volleyball was here the one year, and again, their attendance records were really phenomenal. The area of community support was off the charts compared to just about every place else that they go. So UNK, the Kearney area, Central Nebraska has a very strong track record in terms of hosting quality events that are well attended, that garner a lot of excitement for the athletes, and that is something that a lot of those places they're just not going to be able to match. So I'm with you. I really kind of like UNK's chances of being able to host one, if not more than one of those events.
Well, last bit of note, MJ Massenet, who was last week's D2 National Player of the Week, is the MIAA Hitter of the Week for the second consecutive week. And that is our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at CharterWest National Bank. Plus, baseball camps are going on now at lopers.com if you want to get signed up and attend Damon Day and the UNK baseball camps. Go to lopers.com. When we come back, high school football talk with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep. We're live at Cunningham's getting ready for our weekly Husker Lunch. Come down, join us, have lunch. Sean Callahan here from 12 until 1.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across Central Nebraska.
Hi, it's the Herd. You know that feeling when you have a great idea? Ooh, I've got a great idea. You want to be able to share it with your coworkers, your clients, right away. Flesh it out. Bring it to life before it leaves you. But gathering your team together at a moment's notice can be impossible unless you use GoToMeeting by Citrix. Powerful, simple way to meet online. Collaborate. You can connect, brainstorm instantly. Doesn't matter where your teammates are. Doesn't matter where your coworkers are. You can be at any computer, smartphone, tablet. Share screens. Work together on documents, spreadsheets, projects in real time. And just turn on your webcam to turn your meeting into a group HD video conference. Like meeting in person. We rely on GoToMeeting. Start hosting a GoToMeeting in seconds from your computer or mobile device by signing up for a free 30-day trial. No credit card required to get started. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting, promo code.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Cloudy conditions linger into the day today, and then skies will become partly sunny with a high at 44, winds out of the west stay at 5 to 15. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll drop off to 26 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 34.
Come on,
Doug and Danny Show rolls on here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Cunningham's at our Wednesday Husker Lunch, brought to you in part by our friends at T&L Irrigation, where right now is a good time as you're finishing up, or maybe you already have finished up your harvest, to get your preventative maintenance scheduled. And all you have to do is contact your local T&L dealer like Derek Wagner of Holdridge, and you can get T&L's proven hydraulic technology. It works. It's easier on you for a lifetime. It's also that time of year, Randy, where we talk about you're finishing up what's in the field, and maybe you just say, I need to do something different.
Yeah.
I need to do something different. Maybe you need a new pivot. Maybe it didn't work out the way you wanted. Maybe you know that your productivity is down because of Mother Nature. T&L would love to show you the hydraulic technology that makes them number one and gets you continuous water coverage across your field. See them today. You can go to TLIRR.com or visit your local T&L dealer like Derek Wagner in Holdridge.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Danny Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
C and D is today. Bob, A and B is Friday, and we'll touch on that as well. But welcome in, and where does the bus point you today?
Well, as always, Duda, it's a high privilege for me to speak to a man of your professional standing. I think I'm going to Pierce. I'm going to start at Pierce. Pierce Cozad, and then Norfolk Catholic, Adams Central, and then I got a decision to make, and I'm not sure what's going to happen after that. I am particularly curious, as I have been all year long, about watching Cozad play against good football teams, and that will be another, well, obviously, this is the biggest test yet.
How that's a tough draw, Bob. I mean, how do you kind of see those games? I mean, we can kind of start with Class C1. You know, that's a tough task. You're the number one seed, and then you got to travel to Pierce in the second round. That's not going to be very easy. And then, you know, Gothenburg, Broken Bow, Norfolk Catholic, Adams Central, Kearney Catholic, Boone Central. Who's got the best chance to pull off the upset? And what is the upset with the Cozad game, the way Pierce has been playing?
Yeah, first of all, hello to you, Randy Bushcutter, the
Hi,
voice of reason
Bob, how you
on
doing?
This show. You just said a mouthful, as you always do. But that really, it's like I wrote earlier, close your eyes, and you can see Cozad Pierce semifinal, Norfolk Catholic Adams Central semifinal, Kearney Catholic Boone Central semifinal, and the best game of all probably, Broken Bow Gothenburg, where they hit each other's guts and can't wait to play this game. So yeah, that is just a mess. That whole thing is just so loaded. And yeah, you're right. Have I mentioned lately what a goofy deal that is? Just because the other team played on the road, they get a home game, even though you're the higher seed. I don't like that rule. I never understood why bother seeding them. Why don't we just alternate them every week? Give everybody a rhythm and send them home for, you know, being participants. As it is, yeah, I mean, that's not much of a reward for Cozad getting to go to Pierce, and I have said it a couple of times this year. You find out what Cozad's made out of. This is not vintage Pierce football. There isn't, you just don't have a Pierce football team lose by, you know, 30 and 20 points like it's done this year. But it is Pierce, and it is Pierce at home. Pierce had a terrible time getting off the dime last week against Ogallala. Not a great football team, but they won, and that's what matters. Like I like to say, guys, if Cozad plays the players wearing them and not the uniforms they're in, Cozad wins that game and advances. They just can't get caught up in all the craziness that goes into going into a place like Pierce. I like Norfolk Catholic against Adams Central. Adams Central's won 8 in a row. I think Norfolk's played a tougher schedule. I think, you know, at home, I think that's just a way that, you know, Norfolk Catholic's going to find a way to win. I will say it again. I think Boone is the best football team in C1 I've seen this year. I take that back. I truly believe that is the best football team in C1. And they're going to have almost everybody back today. I have it on pretty good authority. The Missouri kid, Tanner Missouri, will play at quarterback. The only guy they're going to be missing is Tyler Headland, which is a big hit. He's an All-State caliber player, but he broke his leg and he needed 4 weeks to get back. What's wrong with that kid? I mean, show a little toughness. You know what I'm saying? And then Broken Bow and Gothenburg, that's just a great game. I like Broken Bow. I think Broken Bow win that.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you here at Cunningham's for the Husker Lunch, where Bob would be, except he has got to be places even earlier than we do. And you take a look at C2, and every game has a little bit of a storyline, and I like the way that you kind of touched on some of that on HuskerlandPreps.com. Donovan Trumbull really, I think, opened the eyes of everyone when they went to the Northeast and just pummeled Crofton. And Blue Hill has been so solid. They're the most under-the-radar team for Coach Porter of any team in any class. St. Pat's is always playing in this quarterfinal / semifinal game, or second-round game, I guess, as the case may be. St. Cecilia goes to a Hershey team that struggled last week against a West Holt team that, if I'm correct, didn't even have their best player, and then a situation at Battle Creek where they don't have their full team, and that may give Sutton a chance to keep their season alive. They are all very intriguing games.
Yep, you just went through the West bracket there, dude. And the thing is, yeah, Donovan Trumbull, Tony Hoffman up at Crofton is one of the most highly respected coaches, probably in the state of Nebraska, and certainly within C2. And I talked to Tony after that game last week against Donovan, and he said after the second time that Donovan had the football, he turned to his coach and said, we better find a way to score some points because we can't stop these guys. And when you get a guy like Tony Hoffman, who's just tough as nails and doesn't back down from anything, telling his assistant coach 4 minutes into the game that they got to find a, you know, work up a number six on these boys, all of a sudden, you know, you find out what you've got in Donovan. I think Donovan probably wins that game pretty easily. As far as St. Pat's goes, this isn't the best St. Pat's team they've ever fielded, but, you know, discipline, organization, tradition, and coaching matter a lot, and that's how they got to be 8-1. I saw them firsthand at Hershey. It's a good team. It's not a great team, but they're great at home, and I think that's still going to be a tough game for Blue Hill to win. Yeah, but then as far as Hershey goes, yes, they did struggle. I'm telling you what, boys, we talked about this last week. That was Hershey's Super Bowl. 3,000 people at the game playing St. Pat's. They're both undefeated. It's the first time Hershey's ever going to be perfect in the regular season. They laid it all out on the line and then had to play West Holt, who, right, you did not have Josh Coyle, who, for my money, was, however you want to say it, the best player in C2, except he blew out his knee and missed the last two-thirds of the season. But just emotionally, just to find a way to get back on the field and actually win that game, that showed me an awful lot. And that's they're going to be tough for St. Cecilia to beat. I realize this is St. Cecilia, and, you know, you get brownie points for that. I'm tradition, all those things we just talked about. I don't know. I think Hershey's got a real good shot at home. And the thing at Battle Creek is just a mess. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail because I promised Coach Carlson I wouldn't. But obviously they are minus some very good players off of that team. Their best player, as a matter of fact. That certainly opens the door for Sutton, which is, you know, the one thing that Coach Raymer said at the start of the year. He told you guys, got to find a line. We got the skilled players, got to find a line. Well, those kids have found a way to deliver a really good performance. And I don't know, man. I think Battle Creek's in trouble today.
Hey, Bob, looking at Class D1 out in the West, Overton is the one seed, Elm Creek is the two seed. Are we destined to those two Four Kearney Conference rivals going after each other with a trip to Lincoln on the line?
Bush, I think there's a real good chance that happens. Again, going over old ground, but Elm Creek surprised me as much as any team in any class this year. Just took some unbelievable hits last year, not just in terms of athletic talent, but in leadership. And, you know, that's just huge, especially at the high school level. Their young line came through. The only game they've lost is to Overton, and that could have gone either way. I think they'll beat Burwell today. I got to admit, I am very curious about what would happen in the next round. There's a real good chance that they're going to play Hemmingford, who is undefeated and beaten the teams out west, you know, just any way they wanted to beat them. That will be an interesting game, but I think Overton wins today against Palmer, and I do. I think there's an outstanding chance that Overton and Elm Creek would meet in the semifinals, which would be one of the greatest things that happened all fall.
It would be fun.
Can you imagine what the scene would be like? It would be tremendous.
Well, I don't know how many people they can put around those train tracks. But and again, remember, Hemmingford got upset, if you want to say that, by Loup City in this same round last year, as Bob alludes to, again, on his column online at HuskerlandPreps.Rivals.com. But Elm Creek tries to beat Burwell in the playoffs for the second consecutive year. And let's move on to D2, because we have Amherst and Loomis, the game I've got tonight, the shocking developments of the Shelton-Sandhill-Stedford. Everybody told me that went to that game last week that Sandhill-Stedford A was good. They got their kids back after being sick, beat up at the beginning of the year, and a team that was one of those that was a really good football team but just wasn't healthy at the start of the year. So can Shelton go there and knock them off? And then nobody knows about Wallace. Everybody, well, let me put it this way, Bob. Everybody assumes that Wallace is not going to go to Lincoln.
Well, okay, no. That's a little bit of a quantum leap there. I would agree with the people who say that Wallace won't go to Lincoln. I think that's a mighty tall order. But Wallace is a legitimately good football team, and this is not the first really good football team that Wallace has had. Back in the mid 2000s, 2006, 2007, somewhere right in there, they went to back-to-back quarterfinals. And they had a Christensen kid who was an all-state caliber fullback on that team. I saw those teams play. They were really good. This team is fast. Wallace has got just a ton of speed, and they've been beaten once by Medicine Valley. Well, they threw away a 16-point lead in the second half. And you know, I talked to the Wallace coach afterwards, and you know, it's possible that the boys kind of put her on cruise control, kind of figured they had it made. They're going to start celebrating being undefeated, which is something Wallace has never been. Only they gave up three touchdowns in a row to close out the fourth quarter and wound up getting beat. They're going to beat Hayes Springs, and they're good enough to beat the winner of Amherst Loomis. And I think that probably winds up being Amherst, but boy, Loomis is scary. That's a scary game. But Wallace is a legitimately good football team. And you talk about Shelton. They've got Medicine Valley. Medicine Valley, something that looks goofy on their schedule is they got beat the last week of the regular season by Hayes Center, who won only three games. Well, a little caveat to that, there's a kid out at Hayes Center by the name of Seth Gohl, who for my money was he was certainly an all-state caliber player. He might have been one of the five best players in the whole state. The kid can do it all, run, pass. They didn't ask him to do that much. Great linebacker, kicker, the whole thing. He suffered an injury on the first play of the first game of the season and didn't come back until the last two games. He was in the lineup, and they beat Medicine Valley. Now, it's good to know that Medicine Valley the last 2 years has been a quarterfinalist, has only lost to the state champion. And they've got Shelton, who did just survive Sandhills. They had to come back, if I understand it correctly, score in the fourth quarter. But Shelton's used to winning, too. And I do think, you know, Shelton has proven to be very resourceful this year, and I think they do find a way to win at Medicine Valley. And my little friend David Jimenez have himself a big game. I love that dude.
Hey, Bob, let's look ahead a little bit to Friday. Grand Island traveling to Omaha to take on Burke. How do you see that matchup? To me, on paper anyway, it seems to me Grand Island can play with Burke.
Yeah, thanks for keeping me on task, Bush. I almost went off there.
That would never happen.
Here's the thing with Grand Island. Speaking of resourceful, I tell you what, I was at that game last night, and I was reminded of something that is very true, and I knew it before the other night, just reconfirmed it, that there are very few places in the state of Nebraska where football matters more to the fans of a program than at Grand Island Senior High. I have always contended that Grand Island and North Platte are like overgrown C1 schools. They just act different. I mean, they're very passionate about their teams. And then, honestly, guys, the first half, there's no way Grand Island should have still been in the game. None. They had a kickoff return for a touchdown and forced five turnovers before they've got a halfback pass for a touchdown that gave them the lead. I dare say that there was a lot of conversation at halftime where, you know, people were going to hide their eyes in the second half because they were just afraid Grand Island was going to get blown out of the water once Bellevue West stopped turning the ball over. Well, That didn't necessarily happen. Grand Island found a way to get enough stops to win that game. Grand Island against Burke is going to be like one team facing its twin. Both these teams like to just line up and come right at you, muscle it up. I think it's a hard game for Grand Island to win. I think Burke has played an incredible schedule. I don't want to go to coach speak here, but they are just like Grand Island. They are very well coached. A guy by the name of Paul Lamangi resurrected that program when he came there a few years ago. Going to Omaha is always a tricky deal. Grand Island knows that it's carrying the banner for everybody in the state outside of the city of Omaha, and that's going to be worth something. I do think it's a game they're going to need some breaks, though, to wind up winning.
Last minute here with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report as we're live at our Husker Lunch filling up at Cunningham's. Hope you can join us today as Sean Callahan is with us. Bob, Aurora McCook, another one of those rematches of an opening week game that Aurora was able to win. What's different at this time around?
You know, I'm starting to feel like I'm in a Cub Scout pack. I keep talking about resourcefulness. Things like that. Well, that's Aurora. Aurora has been dead in the water two or three times in fourth quarters of games this year. Looked around and said, you know what, I think we're going to go ahead and win this, and found a way to do it. The other night against Plattsmouth, I'm telling you, Plattsmouth was one of the undervalued teams in Class B because it had three losses. Well, it played a murderous schedule. It had beaten Elkhorn, so it had proven it could beat an elite program. And it got behind, but then it rallied and had Aurora backed into a corner when one of the wondrous things of the postseason happened. One of the kids playing football, and there's a lot of kids in this boat, but I'm telling you what, Luke Standage is a kid who's been given some opportunities to play quarterback at Aurora, and things haven't always worked out. And things the other night didn't always work out. He had some rough patches. But in that fourth quarter, with everything on the table, Luke Standage stood tall, delivered one of the great clutch performances, got his team down the field through the winning touchdown pass. And I can honestly tell you, there's been a lot of great things happen this year, guys. I have very seldom been more happy for a boy that I've never spoken to in my life than I was Luke Standage the other night. Aurora's going to try and do something that is hard to do once, to say nothing of twice, and that is to go to McCook and win. McCook had a very, very young team at the start of this year. They made a lot of mistakes on opening
night. All right, Bob. Well, let's put a bow on this. Hopefully we can chat with you tonight on the Scoreboard Show, and we'll do it again next week as we get into the quarterfinals. Enjoy the day.
You bet.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. Also, the six-man gets going on Friday, and best of luck to Silver Lake in their contest coming up on Friday afternoon. I believe they drew Cody Kilgore. I'll double-check that. High school football today starts at 12:30 a.m. KHAS, and we will have all that action for you here on 1230 KHAS. 3 o'clock will be the kickoff. Here on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic Boone Central at 6, St. Cecilia Hershey will be at 5 o'clock. The Breeze, 94.5. It's Blue Hill, North Platte, St. Pat's at 4:30. Giltner, Nebraska Lutheran at 7. And then we will be taking a feed of the Donovan Trumbull Crofton game, which will start at approximately 4 o'clock from our friends up on the north of the border there. And then Amherst and Loomis will go at 7 o'clock. Other games tonight include the 5 o'clock game between Shelton at Medicine Valley, 5:30 Sutton at Battle Creek, 6 o'clock Burwell at Elm Creek, Palmer at Overton, and Broken Bow at Gothenburg. We'll take a break and be back with more after this.
Hogan Sporting Goods in Johnson Cashway knows that you'll want to be on hand for the Adams Central Patriots and St. Cecilia Bluehawks second-round football playoffs. The teams have worked hard to be the best and are sure to have the fans cheering, "Good luck, guys." Hogan Sporting Goods in Johnson Cashway in Hastings. The friendly staff at the Burwell Tribune applauds the talented Burwell Longhorns football team and wishes the guys good luck at their second-round football playoffs. With the athletes' great sportsmanship, ability, and fine skills, they are sure to bring home a victory. From the friends and fans here at the Burwell Tribune.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
The dust on my boots tells a story. I've been to some of the toughest places on the planet, but now I'm home, ready to take on my next assignment.
Today, we're discussing the principles of thermodynamics. We're going to start on page 87.
Join Sport Clips Haircuts and the VFW to help fund scholarships for U.S. veterans. Donate to the Help a Hero program at Sport Clips, October 14th through November 11th. Visit your nearest Sport Clips to learn more and make a donation. Sport Clips, it's good to help a
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Cloudy conditions linger into the day today, and then skies will become partly sunny with a high at 44, winds out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll drop off to 26 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 34.
Daddy's show back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We're going to talk with Andy from Midway here momentarily. But we also want to tell you it's not all football, Randy. We got volleyball tonight. Kearney High plays North Platte in Lincoln. How cool is that? But they do have to do that because the whole tournament is there tonight. If the winner will then play the district final. That's at 5:45. Grand Island heads down to Millard for their 5:45 matchup. The Class C districts are set for Friday. Kearney Catholic will play St. Paul. We'll have that for you on Classic Hits 98.9. Still awaiting the site for that time. I'm sure will be at 7 o'clock. Same story. Sutton will play Hastings St. Cecilia. Ward will play Dundee County. That's going to be in North Platte is where they'll play that. Thursday is where the Class D district finals will be played. Red Cloud and Cross County will play at Grand Island Central Catholic. Twin Loop and St. Mary's will play at Burwell. Axtell and Southwest will play at Holdridge. Those are all at 7 o'clock. And on Classic Hits 98.9, we'll have the Bertrand-Giltner matchup. That's 1 versus 2 in D2. That'll be at Kearney Catholic tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Plus, the sub-state. This is the first time that that is out in Class B. All these matches, Randy, are going to be on Saturday, and it's the top 16 teams in wild card points. The coolest one, of course, will be Sydney going to Beatrice, but everything else, not too bad. Gehring at Grand Island Northwest, Holdridge at Waverly, Elkhorn at Aurora, Hastings High at Norris. Those are the Class B sub-states. And Hastings College basketball last night, women and men, we're both winners. We've got all the sports to talk about.
A lot of stuff. And one thing else I kind of want to mention is the 3-on-3 basketball tournament that Kearney Catholic has traditionally right after the state volleyball tournament. The tournament is coming up a week from Sunday on the 17th. Registrations can still be found online. Just go to kearneycatholic.org and there'll be a registration form there. It's for kids from grades 4 all the way through high school. And again, every team that signs up gets free t-shirts, that sort of thing. It's an important fundraiser for the Kearney Catholic Activities Association. And if you can't find that information online, just get a hold of me through the radio station. We'll make sure you get a registration. Again, registrations technically are due at the end of the week, but we'll take it through the early part of next week as well. We always do. So hopefully there'll be a lot of teams that are able to kind of sign up for the Kearney Catholic 3-on-3 tournament.
We promised you, Andy, on the Doug and Daddy show. He's been busy. We've been busy, but you can't be too busy when it's time to move some vehicles and talk some sports. How you been?
Oh, good, man. It's been a whirlwind. October's finally over, and kind of made some changes around the dealership and brought some new personnel in, and just trying to get everything buttoned up, getting ready for the holiday season. You know, a lot of people wouldn't believe it, but the holiday season is pretty synonymous with us having the busiest time of the year in the auto industry. And I think a lot of that has to do with us being, you know, based out here in central Nebraska with an ag climate. And at the same time, also, we've got some crazy things that are going on. Interest rates are still at an all-time low. Manufacturers' rebates have never been better. I know down at the Chrysler store right now, the big focus, the big key is the big finish 2013. We're trying to get rid of all of our 2013 models so we can go ahead and make way for all the 14s that are going to be coming in. So we're absolutely jacked up. We're excited for that. There's a lot of great opportunities out there. There's actually some different things going on this month. If you're a small business owner, you can actually qualify for some extra incentives on some minivans or also on some Ram trucks. They're trying to go after the business guys because I know it's the year-end push. Some of you are going to have to spend some money. There's going to be some tax things going on. You know your situation a heck of a lot better than I do. That's for darn sure. I can barely figure out what's going on underneath our own roof. But there's a lot of great things going on. Just remember, 2013, it's the big finish down at Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram. You got to get in there, ask one of the product specialists or Chad Randalls, John Rickert, or John Fortmiller about the great deals going on. It's going to be huge. We're going to sell a whole bunch of vehicles.
It's the Midway Auto Dealerships, folks. Check them out. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway, it's a better way. And, of course, if the weather's not up to you wanting to leave the house like it was earlier this week, then you can check them out on the all-new thinkmidway.com. Andy, we'll chat tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Ashton State Bank knows that dedication, determination, and a great passion for the game are what spikes the Loup City Red Raiders volleyball team's talent. That's why the fans can't wait to cheer the ladies on to victory at the sub-district playoffs. Best of luck from your friends at Ashton State Bank, member FDIC. Bank of Donovan is proud of the dedication, talent, and skill of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals volleyball team. Good luck at sub-district, ladies. For Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking. A full-service community bank dedicated to our community, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
With Little Caesar's Hot and Ready Pizza, you don't have to waste your time calling and waiting. Just stop by and pick up a large pepperoni pizza for $5 or the 8 crispy caramelized corners of our large deep, deep dish pizza with more cheese and pepperoni for $8. And why waste your time sitting in traffic? Just lower the windows and turn up the volume. We'll take care of the rest.
Wee-oo, wee-oo! Emergency, everybody out of the way! Ee-oo, wee-oo, wee-oo! We're going to Little Caesars! Wee-oo, wee-oo!
Pizza, pizza!
And participating locations plus tax.
As we age, testosterone levels decline. So does performance, muscle, tone, and energy. She's noticed, too. It's not your fault. You owe it to yourself to try Enzyte MRC, a male refueling complex to support healthy testosterone levels. Refuel that strong, lean, healthy, energetic, masculine guy you left behind. Get a free 30-day trial of Enzyte MRC. Just pay shipping and a free sports bag with your free trial. Call 800-773-8150. 800-773-8150. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. Free trial requires Vialife.
Cloudy conditions linger into the day today, and then skies will become partly sunny with a high at 44, winds out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll drop off to 26 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, it's 34.
Shake it up, shake up the happiness. Wake it up, wake up the happiness. Come on, yo, it's Christmas time. Shake it up, shake up the happiness. Wake it up, wake up the happiness. Come on, yo, it's Christmas time.
Doug and Daddy show winding down. We're going to chat briefly with Sean Callahan here in just a moment, but then we'll turn him over to the crowd here. We've got another good crowd at Cunningham's. Come on in, order lunch, enjoy lunch, and then talk football with Sean up until 1 o'clock. He's got copies of his new book, 100 Things Nebraska Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, and really a cool book. I just don't know how to explain it any better. It's 100 different things, and it's not like you got to start at page 4 or page 3. and read to page 50 and stop. You can jump around, read whatever you want. Out of those 100 things, you know, 60 of them are really going to be up your alley, and then you can come back and catch the other 40 or whatever the time frame may be. Because let's face it, as I was doing an article here earlier this week, you date yourself on how, you know, they're talking about the great memories, the great plays in Husker football history, and how many at Memorial Stadium. Well, you date yourself on when those, when and mine, one of the first ones is obviously the Billy Sims fumble and the rude hit that should have been a fumble. That's probably the very first big moment that I remember.
It's distinctively the first really bad call I remember as a kid ever complaining about was that hit, because that
you were
shaving it was
by then, weren't you?
Well, I'm not shaving. It's No Shave November now. So yeah, well, it wasn't shaving
That's
by
the
then.
Stupidest
I'm not that
thing
old.
I've ever heard of. World Series of Poker last night. I didn't win. You didn't win. Sean Callahan did not win, and none of us got $8.3 million. But Sean selling that book has got to be close to that, doesn't he? What's up, Sean?
How you guys doing?
Great to have you back in. A good crowd and some excitement. We'll start there, though, because I'm sure you'll get talk about that to the crowd here. But your great Husker moment, whether it's on the road or at Memorial Stadium, those lists have been out. It all just depends on how old you are. You're younger than us. Your first vivid Husker memory is?
In a stadium or on TV or anything?
Anything that you remember. First one, on TV, probably on TV.
I think when Nebraska blew out Colorado, it was like a Halloween game day.
Yep.
Because that was a big hurdle at that point in the 90s. Nebraska, I think, was on a little streak of losing to Colorado there. And that one still sticks out to me. Halloween night, Memorial Stadium, and just the way they won that game. But, you know, other than that, I mean, the Notre Dame trip in 2000, and I wrote about that in my book, the South Bend. That was a special deal to be out there for that game, regardless of how good Notre Dame was that year or not, because we'll probably never see Nebraska play in Notre Dame Stadium again like that. But, you know, national title, they're all special moments. I mean, but those are ones that just jump out to me. Even that, you know, one that still I like, the game that I really liked that Nebraska lost was going to Arrowhead Stadium for that Big 12 title game. 60,000 Husker fans in that stadium. That was a special night, even though they lost.
Yeah.
The Alamo Bowl went over Michigan. That was a game where, on paper, Nebraska was totally outmatched, and they won that game. And that, I still think that's one of the better upset wins Nebraska's ever had.
Well, let's talk a little football here. I guess the pessimist in the journalist is, how much did the Hail Mary mask where this team is at?
It's hard to say, but one thing is the injuries. I think if I would have told you at the start of the year that Taylor Martinez and Spencer Long, Nebraska's only two first-team all-conference guys really on this team right now, were not going to be in the equation. Jamal Turner was going to be limited. Kenny Bell was knocked out of the game. This offense is a whole different offense without those guys in place. And fans don't want to hear that stuff, obviously. They want wins, losses. But they're missing some very, very key components to what they do, and they were able to get that win. There's still the defense. I think that win, though, lost in the shuffle, the Hail Mary, was the progress the defense made in the second half. The final three quarters, the defense only allowed 162 yards to Northwestern. And I thought that was a real step in the right direction. But this is by no means a perfect football team, and everybody knows that. But I think the fight they showed was a step in the right direction. And now they've got another chance here to go out to Michigan. And they win in Michigan. All of a sudden, I think that Minnesota loss becomes even more of a distant memory.
When we've been talking about the defense for Nebraska, we've been talking about how young they are. Whenever I heard young, I thought maybe they're just not very smart, don't have a lot of football savvy, to be honest with you. Have they come along, or has the coaching staff kind of dumbed things down to the point where now they can kind of more easily understand where they need to be and flow to the football?
I think a combination of both, but they really have had to simplify things as much as possible. And, you know, in the second half, you saw Nebraska basically just run a base defense 4-3, and that's how they got it done against Northwestern. I mean, you've got to get it simple for these guys so they can think less and play fast. And, we saw that in the second half with the defense, the way they played. Northwestern had 11 possessions, and I think 9 of them ended in punts. One of them was an interception. The only scoring drive they had was on the field goal, and they had a short field to set up that field goal off Tommy Armstrong's interception. But think about this, guys. The offense threw 4 interceptions for Nebraska in that game, and the defense still was able to hold strong and keep Northwestern from scoring points.
Always the breakdown on Big Red wrap-up last night. I've said from the beginning of the year this was one of the two games I thought was going to be an L on the schedule, and Michigan obviously is not playing as well as they had hoped to play, and they're not running the ball very well. Where does Nebraska have the advantage, and where are they at a strict disadvantage Saturday?
I think the advantage would be this is a good matchup for Nebraska's defense. Michigan is strong at receiver. Nebraska is strong at secondary. So that's a good matchup. Nebraska is, you know, up and down on the front seven. Michigan is not a team that's run the ball effectively. You got to think that Devin Gardner is a little banged up going in this week as well. So that might limit his ability to scramble and run. But the disadvantage is probably Tommy Armstrong going against Greg Madison, who's a very veteran coordinator. He's going to confuse the heck out of Tommy Armstrong, try to get him to make some bad throws. There'll be plays where it looks like he's going to be blitzing the house, and then 7-8 guys are going to drop into coverage. And those are the plays that Tommy Armstrong has to avoid turnovers and mistakes on. And just playing on the road. I mean, if this game's in Lincoln, Nebraska's a favorite to win this game, I think, hands down. But the home field is the advantage right now in this game for Michigan, in my opinion.
You kind of mentioned just kind of the complexity that the Michigan defense is going to bring for Armstrong. With that in mind, are we going to see maybe Kellogg play a little bit more so they can do a little bit more coaching on the sideline, draw a few things up for him?
It's hard to say, but you need the quarterback run game in this offense. So that's why Armstrong needs to play. As we looked, got more close-ups of the body of Ron Kellogg. I mean, it's pretty clear this guy's not a runner. He's not built like a athlete. In so many ways. So,
but if he got 20 yards downfield, I wouldn't want to be in his way. He'd have a little mo behind him.
He said, though, his flap jacket makes him look bigger than what he really is. I guess that's what we've been saying, too, right?
I always wear my flak jacket. I don't know about the rest of you guys.
Sean, we'll let you get to the folks here, and we'll tell folks more. They can pick up the book at Hastings Books locations here in the Tri-Cities and online, Amazon.com, and the normal spots.
And I have books here today, so if anyone's great here or coming in, I can definitely get books signed to you on the way out of lunch today.
All right, Sean. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sean.
Sean Callahan stopped by. He's about 2 seconds away from getting, 20 seconds from chatting to the folks here. And we're going to wrap up our program here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to thank Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report for joining us on the program today. We want to thank UNK women's basketball coach Kevin Cheney for joining us as part of our Loper Link. And, of course, Sean Callahan from HuskerOnline.com. Randy, we'll see what happens, and best of luck, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, my first memory, that wasn't the question you asked me, first memory of Husker football was Game of the Century. That's not a bad place to start.
Yeah, I was just a tick young for that one. So, but a great memory. We'll talk more about that tomorrow on the program. Luke Hoover of RotoWire answers your fantasy football questions. We're going to talk about the Gold Banquet coming up. We'll have a complete recap of round two of the state football playoffs. They're all over the place today, folks. Our network of stations, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Good luck to the area teams, and join us here at Cunningham's till 1. This is the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.